Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi corresponds to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Mem Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Hanochim ha'ovdim es ha'ohim es ha'gvois hem mutarim u'mashaleim asurim shenemar le'sachmo et kesev ezov aleihem v'lakachtu lecha. If idolaters worship the mountains and hills, they are permitted, but what's upon them, such as if they coated them in gold or silver, will be prohibited to derive benefit. Rabbi Yosef says, their gods are upon the mountains, the Pasuk says, but the mountains are not their gods, and their gods are upon the hills, but the hills are not their gods. Why is an Asherah, which is a tree that was worshipped, why is it prohibited? Shouldn't we learn the same way as the mountains and hills, that since they're attached to the ground, they can't become prohibited? Because the answer is because a person's hand is involved as he plants it. But according to the first Tanna, it's only prohibited if it was originally planted as an idol. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain the pasuk to you. Wherever you find a tall mountain or elevated hill or flourishing tree, you should know that you will find there an idol. So how do we know that an Asherah is prohibited, unlike a mountain or hill? Because the pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, and you shall burn their Asherahs in fire. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, b'Shem Rabbi Hoshia, Kosev echad oime leisach moit kesev v'zav aleihem v'lakachtu lecha, v'kosev echad oime kesev v'zav v'shem imayim im aleihem lahem imayim v'imayim lam aleihem. And Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, quoting Rabbi Hoshia, said, one pasuk says in Dvarim in Perek Zayin Pasuk Chafei, in reference to the adornments of idols, you shall not desire the silver and gold upon them and take it. And another pasuk says in Dvarim in Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, in reference to the gifts to idols, gold and silver that is with them. Must an item be upon them an adornment to become prohibited, or even if it's with them means a gift, it becomes prohibited. Ma'aleim, davashu miyuchad lahem tachshit lahem af imayim, davashu miyuchad lahem tachshit imayim. The answer is these two psukim teach that just as upon them, which means adornments, is something that's especially for them and adorns them, so too with them, gifts, refers to something that's especially for them and adorns them. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, kol she'achnisa lifnim me'kan kelin asoi kegoin keyomim shel ma'is. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says it only applies outside of the curtain that denotes the inner chamber of the idol, but inside that curtain, even if it's not an adornment, it's prohibited, for example, if it was given a pouch of money. Am Rabbi Yasa, Simon Havalan, Vada, Rabbi Hoshe, Peliga, Rabbi Yanai, Velefi, Ela Messayela, Alehem, Dava Miuchad Lahem, Tachshit Lahem, Afimahem, Dava Shumiuchad Lahem, Tachshit Lahem, Yotzekisim Shel Mois. Rabbi Yasa says there's a tradition that Rabbi Hoshe is teaching that we said that disagrees with Rabbi Yanai. However, this is incorrect because we have a tradition that Rabbi Hoshe supports Rabbi Yanai. Just as upon them is especially for them and is an adornment, so too with them excludes pouches of money from being prohibited. Ba'av Hashem Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu miyam mayim u'melach melach lasuf u'mayim ladiach. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, says even water and salt that is brought inside the curtain before the idol is prohibited. And why is this? Both can be used to serve the idol. Salt can be used to scatter before the idol, and water can be used to wash the ground. V'hein afilu ela kegoin mayim u'melach afkan mayim u'melach asurim mishamshim. It says, so what is the purpose of the word even? Rather, they are just examples of items that become prohibited when they are brought to serve the idol. Hanevad iftanai tani ben shalai ben shachaveiro osa, viftanai tani shalai osa ben shachaveiro muta. Mindama ben shalai ben shachaveiro osa, Rabbi Yehuda, mandama shalai osa ben shachaveiro muta, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. If a person worships someone's idol, animal, one b'raitha teaches that whether the owner or another person worshipped it is prohibited. This was said by Rabbi Yehuda. Another b'raitha teaches that if it was his, it's prohibited, but if another person worshipped it, it will be permitted. And this was said by Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, who say that a person cannot prohibit that which is not his. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Elah, divrei kolhi, k'mar dat ama, taman, davar sheyesh bei ruach chayim, af pi she'eino nesa, lehedjet nesa legvoya, u'dekavasa, davar sheyeino shelcha, af pi she'eino nesa lehedjet, ne'esa legvoya, I should say. And Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rila, rejects this. He says, all agree that one who worships someone's idol can be prohibited, because it's taught in Maseches Temurah that even though if someone would bow down to an idol, it does not become prohibited to an ordinary person, it's nevertheless prohibited to be brought as a sacrifice. And similarly, to worship something that's not yours, even though it does not become prohibited to an ordinary person, it nevertheless becomes prohibited as a sacrifice. Rabban Bachia Amar Afilo Seilef Shalai Osa Vishal Chaveiro Muta. Rabban Bachia said not only if a person worshipped wheat and then ground it into fine flour would it be permitted, but even if he worshipped his fine flour, it's permitted only if he worshipped his own flour. But if he used his friend's flour, it will be permitted. Ma Kamand Amar Ben Shalai Ben Chaveiro Osa Amar Loi Ispaleg Ispalgun Badawa Shein Bayu Chaim Osa Rabban Bachia Memelach Badawa Shein Bayu Chaim He Masnisa. What did he mean? Is he saying that one could say that the Tanaim disagree as to whether the law that one can prohibit another person's property is only regarding animals or even other property, and Rabun came to teach that the law only applies to animals? Or perhaps Rabun explains that according to the one who permits an item worshipped by another, they are specifically concerning an inanimate object. But as for an animal, all agree that one prohibits another person's animal by worshipping it. The question is, according to either possibility, if one prohibits an animal, all the more so they should be able to prohibit an inanimate object. And the answer is, Rabban Bachia was coming to reject the statement of Rabbi Yossi from Ulal we had, who said that as for an animal that was worshipped, even though it's not prohibited to an ordinary person, it's prohibited as a sacrifice. If one bowed down to a betza, Rabbi Chizkia said that his act does not prohibit it, and Rabbi Yochanan said it prohibits it. Rabbi Zeira says this disagreement is over a betza, which is an egg. Rabbi Chizkia says no, the disagreement is over smooth stones found in a river, because a betza is translated as a marsh. Rav Huna says there's a pasuk that supports the Chevraya, and the pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Nun Zayin pasuk Vav, smooth stones of the river are your portion, only they are your lot, and they would mean they would worship these stones. Chayil Dechizkia min Hadar mipnei ma asher asura mipnei sheyesh ba tfisas yedei yad bnei Adam v'chol sheyesh ba tfisas yedei Adam asa. Chizkia brings a proof from the Baisa. He says, why is an asherah prohibited? Because he has in it the contribution of man, and anything that has the contribution of man is prohibited. All agree that if standing wheat is worshipped, it's prohibited, because it's ready to be cut down, as viewed as if it was already cut down. Rabbi Chanina bar Yasa quoted Rabbi Yehuda as saying that wheat roots can cut down through the earth 50 amos, and soft fig tree roots can cut through rock. Now we add the sentence, Tani Rav Shimon ben Loza Oimer Malamed She'ein Ha'oretz Shoyse Ela Lefi Chisima. Rav Shimon ben Loza says in the Baisa, this teaches that the earth only drinks according to its texture, because if it's tough, the rains will not reach the roots. Imkein Mayasu Shoshe Chorav Shoshe Shikma. The question is, if so, what can the roots of the carob tree and the sycamore tree do to receive water if they are so deep in the ground? Abim Chanina Achas V'Shoshim Yoim Hatoim Oile U'Mashke Oisam U'Mataima Ani Hashem Noitzah Lehugayim Eshkena. Rabbi Chanina says the answer is that once in 30 days the lower waters rise up and then water them. What's the source for this? It's in Yeshaya, Perek Chavzayim, Pasuk Gimel. I am Hashem who guards it, I water it frequently. And then Gemara takes out the next 10 words roughly, and we continue with Beit Ses Avodah Zor. Beit Ses Avodah Zor, Shenas Yis Efroyach, Rabbi Chagai B'Shem Rabbi Yosha, Ispalgun Kahana V'Chizkia, Kana Amah Muteres, V'Chizkia Amah Asur. If an egg was worshipped and it hatched into a chick, Rabbi Chagai, quoting Rabbi Yosha, said that there's a dispute about it between Kahana and Chizkia. Kahana said it's permitted because the egg rots before the chicken is formed there, so there's nothing left to prohibit, and Chizkia said it's prohibited as he is nevertheless considered to be benefiting from a prohibited item. But Kasha al-Daita de Chizkia, we have a question against Chizkia. Heich efshal lebeitzes avodah zor shita'aseh efroyach. How could the chick be prohibited if Chizkia said above that an egg cannot become prohibited by bowing down to it? Man and kaimen im b'she pachsa ein kan efroyach im b'she hechnisa lifnim kininkelin ta chami ilu hishtachver la le'asa b'fnei shechnisa lifnim kininkelin asua. What's the case? If he broke the egg before the idol, there will be no chick produced. And if it was merely brought inside the inner room and he bowed down to the egg, it does not prohibit it. And how could he merely bring it inside the room make it prohibited? Rav Yudan avoid of Matanya tepater shegodar bar avoid zor as a gesa. Rav Yudan, the father of Matanya, answered he used the egg to plug up a hole in the partition that separates the inner room from the outer room. Ego shel ola shenatoi v'chein beit zehekdo shenatzis efroyach. A walnut of ola, which is fruits within the first year of the life of the tree, that's called Ola, and they're prohibited to gain benefit from them. if a walnut of olive was planted, and similarly a consecrated egg that hatched. Rabbi Yassa is palgun kana, Rabbi Yochanan kana ama asura, Rabbi Yochanan ama muteris. Rabbi Yassa said that Kahana and Rabbi Yochanan disputed this case. Kahana said that it's prohibited, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's permitted. Amr b'zeira, kaimi Rabbi Yassa, v'ham Rabbi Yochanan muteris, afu eina poida, z'man zara. B'zeira said to Rabbi Yassa, even Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it was permitted, requires redeeming it according to the value of the egg, and not the current value of the chick. Asa Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Laza b'shem Kahana, poida oisa b'zman zara. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Laza, quoting Kahana, said that one redeems it according to the value of the egg. Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Pinchas, ama metaknasa, kana ama asura, o poida oisa k'moishihi. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, said that if so, there's no dispute, as both Kahana and Rabbi Yochanan agree that one must redeem it according to the value of the egg. Rather, Kahana said it is prohibited, and one redeems the chick according to its current value. Rabbi Yochanan ama muteres, poida oisa b'zman zara. And Rabbi Yochanan said that the chick is like hektish that grew, and it's redeemed according to the value of the egg, which would be parallel to the time of planting of hektish seeds.